Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
How do the kids say it today? Yo, yo, yo. Hey, everybody, it's your liberty-loving Latino, Chris Salcedo, in for Todd Starnes today. Telephone number for this fine radio program, 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926. Hope to hear from all of you today because I've got a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot to cram in 3 hours. I want to begin something I was going to get into yesterday and didn't get a chance to talk about this. Full disclosure, I am off the NFL bandwagon. I have not been listening to the National Football League, watching the National Football League. I've been reading stories. But I have not been a devotee. As a matter of fact, the first full game that I watched of the National Football League in 7 years, 7 years? 6 years. Was this last Thanksgiving. I had friends over to the house for Thanksgiving, and I wanted to be a gracious host. They wanted to watch the game. So I said, fine, put it on. But folks, when they started kneeling for the national anthem, I was out. When the National Football League started appealing to Europe and other markets by sacrificing what built the National Football League, I was out. The kneeling for the national anthem was it for me. The wokeness changing the Washington Redskins name to, what are they, the Commanders? The Commanders, you say, the Washington Command. I even said that I would be back in to the National Football League if and only if they changed their name back to the Washington Redskins. That if they would once again start honoring this country's Native American heritage, then I would consider going back because I love the game of football. Loved the national championship in college football. Now, all of this being said, I'm looking at the New England Patriots. If I was watching the NFL, if I was watching the Super Bowl this year, the New England Patriots are back again, and the Seattle Seahawks. I cannot think of a Super Bowl in recent memory where fewer people cared. I had people rolling up on me on social media knowing I didn't cover the National Football League as far as the sports scores and all that kind of stuff, that I didn't do that I didn't even watch it. They still came up at me when the Houston Texans didn't make it. People were calling me saying, hey, we're really pulling for the Houston Texans. Everybody was saying anybody but the Patriots, anybody but these dynasties, right? Wanted to see something different. So even if I was watching the NFL, I would not be interested in this game. I'd have it on in the background, but it wouldn't be one I was like, ooh, can't wait to see the outcome of the Super Bowl. Now, all of this being said, because of the wokeness of the National Football League, Roger Goodell has been an absolute dumpster fire for the National Football League. He is reviled, and with good reason. They've destroyed, as I said, by pivoting away, by giving the middle finger to, by saying you no longer matter to the people that built the NFL. They said this, they did this. It also seeped into, and this was part of the culture writ large, seeped into the advertisements. I mean, who can forget Bud Light? Who can, even though we'd love to forget Bud Light, who can forget Bud Light and the Dylan Mulvaney nonsense, the Cracker Barrel nonsense, all of this woke stuff being crammed down our throats? Did we talk about this yesterday about Star Trek? There's a new Star Trek out. It's called Starfleet Academy. Worst Star Trek ever. And that's saying something with Star Trek Discovery out there. It's all woke BS and nonsense. And I'm out. I'm a sci-fi devotee, folks, as I once was a devotee to football, the National Football League's football. And I'm out. I watched two episodes of that piece of garbage on Paramount. I said, forget it. Gone. It, folks, it is terrible. I mean, first off, you couldn't cast anybody but Elastigirl as the main character. I can't hear her voice without thinking of Elastigirl on The Incredibles. I just can't. So it's already busting the fourth wall for me. Talk about just woke casting after woke casting. And the storyline, there's no story. In Hollywood, folks, as it was in the NFL, it's check this woke box, check this woke box, check this woke box. And the whole reason for tuning in, the whole reason for being there goes away. Bye-bye. Now, I'm going to do something I did on my show this morning, on the Salcedo show this morning. I'm going to play an ad for you. It's mostly music and imagery. But, you know, how many of you know people that just watch the Super Bowl for the commercials? Not that I'm going to do this because I'm not going to watch the commercials. I'm not going to watch Bad Bunny, that American-hating, talentless hack that the Super Bowl said, hey, got to get that guy on. Hey, you got an America hater? Let's get him on. So I'm not going to be watching the halftime show for sure. But there is a commercial that's alleged to be from Budweiser, not Bud Light, Budweiser. And my mom loves the Clydesdales. She just adores. And those of you who love equines, if you love horses, you can't look at the Clydesdales and not go, man, that's an impressive horse. And some of the commercials that they have made with the Clydesdales, Budweiser, over the years have become iconic, part of the American fabric. And it seems to me that some clever advertiser out there is like, hey, why don't we do a commercial that's not going to piss people off? Why don't we do a commercial that, I don't know, might unify people? And that's a note to all advertisers. I put this up on the Chris Salcedo Show X page and True Social, actually all of our social media pages. If you want to see this, if you want to see it, go to chrissalcedo.com, C-H-R-I-S. S-A-L-C-E-D-O.com, and you can find all of our social media hookups. Our biggie is Truth Social. Up and coming is X. And so we put this up there if you want to see the commercial yourself. It's reputed to be the Budweiser Super Bowl ad. So I'm going to do my best. I'm going to have it playing in the background, and I'm going to narrate it. So it starts out with a baby Clydesdale just trotting around a farm, you know, free-ranging. And what you're about ready to hear is the Clydesdale romping through the countryside, comes up on a stump and stops. And he looks down and a little baby bird, the nest fell out of the tree. The baby bird falls out from this nest that had fallen out of the tree and plops right down in front of the Clydesdale. So that's what you're hearing. The galloping and looks down at this bird. The horse looks down at the bird. Says, okay, you're not my kind, and kind of turns around and walks in the sunset. Well, then the rain comes, and the horse looks out and says, I'm going to stand over the bird, and I'm going to protect the bird. The bird uses the barn to jump on the horse's back, and then the bird and the horse are inseparable. It goes through season after season after season, and the bird's trying to fly as the horse is running. And, of course, fails until this, boom, I'm going to stop it right there. It's a sunny day. The Clydesdale is jumping over a stump. And the baby bird that had been in, you know, a couple of other scenes, you know, jumping off the horse, trying to fly, falling flat on his face. All of a sudden, from this Clydesdale, you see massive wings coming out. Massive, huge. The horse looks like a Pegasus. It's just beautiful imagery. And then this horse is jumping as the wings unfurl on its back, and all you see are the wings. And then the ad continues. The bird was a bald eagle. And then, of course, the gratuitous 150 years of Budweiser, the product placement.
You crying?
The sun's in my eyes.
And then a couple of dudes there, a couple of dudes saying, hey, one guy says to the other guy, you crying? No. Sun's in my eyes. If that's where advertisers are going, they're going with unity, because there's a lot going on in that commercial. Looking out for your fellow man, looking out for somebody smaller than you, because you never know what they're going to develop into, and the friendship and yada, yada, yada. And of course, the symbol of the United States of America, the bald eagle. If this is where the advertisers are going to go, folks, at least not just Super Bowl, just writ large, getting back to what unites us rather than divides us, there might be hope for the advertising world anyway. Because what we're seeing, and you saw it with Tom Cruise, with Top Gun 2, you saw it with anybody who's wanting to get back to America being America again. You're going to see those advertisers, those people putting that kind of stuff out, rewarded. And you're going to see all you woke folks out there, go woke, go broke. That's what you're going to see. Telephone number here, 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926. I'll take calls on the Budweiser ad if you guys have seen it. I'll also take some calls from individuals who have some commentary on the Super Bowl and how much nobody's looking forward to it whatsoever. Be right back. You got Chris Salcedo in for Todd Starnes on the Todd Starnes Show.
Losing weight's getting harder and harder as you get older, and it's not your fault. You're eating better, you're moving more, but your body isn't responding anymore. The harder you try, the less progress you see. And I am just like you. I've been dealing with this, and recently I made the call to PhD Weight Loss, and it's changing everything. I've been on the program for a week now, already dropped 3 pounds. Feel better than ever. PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss, and they fix the root cause. And it isn't as simple as counting calories. Your body is much more complicated than that. If you want to understand why your body isn't cooperating, call PhD Weight Loss now and mention Fix My Weight Loss to unlock our New Year's special. Book your consultation. It's free. It's personalized. And it could explain everything. Call 864-644-1900 and say Fix My Weight Loss. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Todd sent you.
Welcome back. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You've got me, your liberty-loving Latino, Chris Salcedo, sitting in today. You know, on my show, we call it your radio republic. Unlike your current federal government, your views are heard, listened to, and addressed right here in this program. That's what I do. That's the power of talk radio. My buddy Jack Posobiec, folks, is putting out, where was he putting this out at? Where'd it go? Human Events. It's got to be Human Events. At Human Events, he was talking about Fred Flights saying that Trump is right, that we cannot allow automakers, U.S. automakers, to get rid of the AM band inside of cars. My view is more voices, not fewer voices. More free speech, not less free speech. That's America. And the effort to get rid of the AM radio and the FM radio is such an effort to make sure that there are fewer avenues for Americans to hear differing speech. If all of you defenders out there of National Public Radio who thought that it was wise for taxpayers to foot the bill for left-wing propaganda, what do you make of the fact they want to get rid of the AM radio, the FM radio, frankly, inside of cars, and just go with satellite, or just go with your iPhones or your smartphones as your only mechanism to listen to media while in your vehicle. Granted, Maybe I am a talk radio snob, but I'll listen to Todd Starnes. I'll listen to a select few of my conservative brethren. But, you know, I was spoiled coming up listening to the great Rush Limbaugh. And I, your liberty-loving Latino, am a student of the Limbaugh Institute for Advanced Conservative Studies, and I have very exacting tastes when it comes to talk radio. So I still want the ability, though, my friends, to be able to partake. So if you guys want to call up and talk about this with your legislator, and I highly encourage you to do so, we should not be eliminating AM and FM radios inside of cars. I mean, the demand is still there. And a public safety aspect of it exists here, not to mention more voices, not fewer. More opinions, not fewer. So that's me on my soapbox. By the way, you want to hear more of me on my soapbox, make sure you head on over to chrissalcedo.com, chrissalcedo.com. Some of you who have questions about my about some of my recent career moves, the TV show coming off of television temporarily, praise God, and why I made those decisions, a lot of that information can be found at chrissalcedo.com, not to mention the aforementioned social media hookups, not to mention a lot of ways to catch up with me, okay? One of the stories I put out on social media today was something that I'm sad to say has become all too commonplace, folks, that leftists in this country, and I have said this over and over and over again, the Democrats and the leftists in this country, they no longer wish to be Americans. Here's the headline from the Chicago Tribune. West Chicago teacher put on leave. Now, why was this teacher put on leave? Did the teacher diddle a child? Did the teacher do something illegal, bring drugs to the classroom? Did the teacher bring their politics inappropriately into the classroom? No. What the teacher did was posted on social media support for ICE, support for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. This teacher acted what I would consider to be in a 100% appropriate way on social media, saying support law enforcement. Support the United States of America and the rule of law. Support that. I support that. I want to instruct my kids to support the rule of law because we are a nation of laws. I support our men and women in uniform, whether they be in the United States military, whether they be on the streets of our communities, whether they be in Immigration and Customs Enforcement, because they are enforcing immigration law. And this teacher was put on administrative leave for saying that. It's like this teacher got on social media and said, I support oxygen. I support sunlight. Well, we're going to put you on administrative leave. That's how I view this. Naturally, every single individual in the government ought to be supporting adherence to the law, right? Right? Oh, no. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play a soundbite. The mayor of West Chicago condemned the teacher. All you teachers who say that we conservatives attack you, we don't attack you. We attack a failed GovEd system. You want to hear somebody attack a teacher? Just wait for a leftist, the mayor of West
Chicago. Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Glad you made it back, everybody. You got Chris Salcedo sitting in for the one, the only Todd Starnes, 901-260-5926. 901-260-5926. That's the phone number. You want to talk to your liberty-loving Latino. Want to bring on a friend of mine to help me opine about some of the stories breaking and making news today. His name is A.J. Rice. He is the CEO of Publius Public Relations. He is the editor-in-chief of the Publius National Post, and he is an Amazon number one best-selling author. His latest book is called The White Privilege Album, Bringing Racial Harmony to Very Fine People on Both Sides. It's a sequel to the wildly successful Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. Hey, man.
Brother Chris, great to be here. Big shout-out to the Very Fine People. I know Todd's got them in his audience.
Yes, very fine people here in this audience and all across the fruited plain, as it were. Look, I want to do a comment on this this story that's coming out of Chicago. There's a teacher that has been put on administrative leave. The teacher's crime was praising ICE. I'm going to play the West Chicago mayor who was joining this chorus of blasting this teacher for expressing support for law and order and for law enforcement. Have a listen to what the mayor had to say.
Many of you know that this week there was an incident where an employee at one of our schools in District 33 made a social media post cheering on the activities of ICE. And it was extremely hurtful and offensive to many people in our community. And let me just, first of all, explain why that is so hurtful and offensive. Because some people have asked, don't teachers have First Amendment rights? Can't they have political opinions? And yes, of course they can. Teachers can have political opinions. They can express their political opinions in appropriate ways.
Okay, first off, he's dead wrong. No, we don't want political opinions, conservative, liberal, anti-American, pro-American. We don't want all that stuff inside their political, personal political opinions in the classroom. But this idea that it was hurtful to express support for ICE enforcing U.S. law. Your thoughts, AJ?
That's right. Well, there you have some kind of boss of the intellectual plantation there, of the public sector unions, really upset that someone escaped the plantation, really upset that someone started to think for themselves, and really upset that someone actually has an opinion that if you walk into the ghetto of West Philadelphia or South Chicago or Anacostia in Washington, D.C., you'll find plenty of African Americans that really were not looking forward to having the third world redistributed for another 4 years after Biden to their front yard to fill the schools that are terrible already and made worse by the presence of the third world, to fill pediatricians offices, to bring, you know, God knows what type of, you know, diseases from the third world coughing on their children. So whether it's ICE or whether it's the National Guard deployed to the federal city of Washington, D.C., most of the brothers, and you can find them all on Instagram and TikTok, they love the presence of federal law enforcement. Because until they arrived, most of these, you know, underserved communities, brown and black communities, have been getting terrorized while the elite in the city councils and the mayor's offices go about their business just fine.
Well, here's in my home state of Texas, and I think this is a problem with GovEd writ large. You can't swing a cat without finding a headline. It seems like every week we get a headline about GovEd hiring a teacher that diddled a kid, right? For the longest time, the inappropriate activities, as a matter of fact, in Texas last week, there was a story about a guy that admitted to having a sexual relationship with a child, said he was guilty, had two of the charges of the three dropped in Texas and saw no jail time for that, right? You know about the pass the trash concept, that there wasn't anything that GovEd teachers could do that was untoward. They would just get, we saw it in Virginia, in your home state of Virginia, where we had this this kid that was pretending to be he felt pretty that day. It was a young man who felt like he was a young girl. He claimed so just so he could get access to the girls' locker room. He raped one little girl, was transferred out of that school to another school, and we raped another little girl, and the school district didn't notify the police. So you've got school districts and GovEd behaving like that all over the place. And but you have a teacher that expresses something that is American, something that is lawful, something that is right and just, and that's what lands this teacher on administrative leave. It's completely backwards, is it not?
Sure, sure. Now, you can, you know, you can hug Bin Laden, find his find his speeches online, and talk about his beautiful poetry. You can, you know, put your Karl Marx outfit on. You can do any of these things. But if, and you're protected. And you're protected because if you're talking about institutionalized wokeism, institutionalized globalism, the second you step out of line, though, they come for you. And this is, and look, they've been doing this through other mediums, but they're running out of places where this can work. And right now, because obviously the public sector unions are controlled by leftists from Maine to, you know, San Diego, they're able to do this. They're able to capture you. You have to think and speak the way they say. If you don't, you're out. Right? You're out. Yep. All manner of terrible behavior, all manner of bankrupt philosophy, all manner of, you know, claiming that white people did this and Western civilization did that, and the nuclear family has to go, and the middle class is a bunch of corrupt white people that, you know, need stole land from the Native Americans and all the rest of it. You can do that all day long. You can BIPOC yourself to death. One of the greatest acronyms of all time, by the way. you know. But, you know, if you do this, if you step out of line here, you're done. I mean, look, Iowa, a couple months ago, had a superintendent of schools arrested by ICE who was from Guyana.
He was an illegal alien.
Oh, correct. But wait a minute. Iowa. And I think we're on in Iowa right now. This must have been the only human. I've been to Iowa. There's a lot of Kevin Costners walking around in Iowa. Okay?
Yeah.
This must have been the only Guyana person in Iowa. And I think, even in Iowa, which is full of Kevin Costners, they probably didn't check on him because they were so excited, virtue signaling themselves to death, that
yes.
they had a Guyanan.
Yes.
If I'm pronouncing that right.
An illegal
right?
alien and, frankly, unqualified person from Guyana
right.
in there.
This is how you fail upward.
Yes.
So, liberalism allows you to do two things. Fail upward, and if you commit egregious acts, you get redistributed to some other place where you can do to a child like you just said.
Yeah. All well and good, as long as it only impacts leftists. But sadly, it's impacting our youth. It's impacting our kids, and that's what I find unacceptable. AJ Rice, our guest right now, folks, here on the Todd Starnes Show with me, your liberty-loving Latino, Chris Salcedo. Name of the book is The White Privilege Album, bringing racial harmony to very fine people on both sides. Your home state of Virginia. Going through the Democrats have taken over once again. I'm sad for you. And they are trying to redistrict to try to even gerrymander even further Republicans out of having a voice in their own government. However, Circuit Court Judge Jack Hurdley, according to the Daily Caller, cited four procedural errors in this effort. And the Democrats have been stopped cold from their gerrymandering efforts, their illegal gerrymandering efforts in Virginia. Your thoughts?
That's the playbook. I mean, look, you look at, you know, the Commonwealth of Virginia and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Massachusetts is the example. And, you know, you have a state like Massachusetts where, you know, a Republican for president can get anywhere between 42 and 48% of the popular vote there. And yet, in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, there's not one federally elected Republican. Why? Because they have carved it up like a Rorschach painting, to make sure no one that's a Republican can represent that 40 to 48%
yeah.
in Massachusetts. So what's the playbook in Virginia? You've got La Dame Blanche, who you know, the woman in white who was out there getting sworn in with all the suffragettes, all the miserable white women, Karens. She was wearing the miserable white woman Karen Marvel superhero outfit out there. Okay? And what's the plan, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know whether any of you have been to Richmond lately, but it's, it's kind of like the worst part of Detroit. And what they want to do is everyone gets a little piece of the dump known as Richmond. Now, you get a little piece of the dump, and you get a little piece of the dump. And if you can redistribute the dump known as Richmond to other parts of Virginia, bring down some of those lily white pumpkin spice mafia people from Arlington and Alexandria, right? All these government employees.
Right.
That got cut off by Musk.
Uh-huh.
You can redistribute them enough, you won't have a federal representative anywhere in Virginia. It'll be just like Massachusetts. And that's the plan.
Yep. Last thing I have for you, and I only got about 2 minutes, but I can't let you go without at least commenting on this. Ilhan Omar, of course, I haven't talked about it today because I'm expected to. This is what the leftists want me to be talking about. So I buried it, to about 48 minutes in or 46 minutes into the show. Ilhan Omar allegedly attacked by a guy who threw some sort of liquid. It looks like water on her, and they call it an attack. Now, remember, this is the same woman who said that her son was pulled over by ICE. It turned out to be a complete fabrication, a complete lie. Never happened. These are the same people who staged Jussie Smollett, who said he was beaten up by a bunch of MAGA people in Chicago. Right. Never happened. And some conservatives are saying that Ilhan Omar set up this whole thing to distract.
Look,
what do you think?
Some conservatives. How about the president? Ilhan Omar Juicy Smollett, you know, South Chicago. It's middle of the night. It's 3 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to MAGA country. You know, I'm not sure that's MAGA country. But yeah, you've got a goofy white guy in the front row. Apparently, he's got, I guess, a syringe full of vinegar.
Yeah.
You know, I miss the old days when I used to silly string these politicians. Like, what? I couldn't even see what he even hit her with. What was it, a super soaker?
Yeah.
A little droplet of white wine vinegar. Maybe she's going to go home and cook some bananas and rice.
Oh, man. Yeah. So I don't believe it. I don't know about you. I just don't believe it. It seems too contrived, too dang convenient, and too cooked up.
It looks like a total setup.
Yep, it does. AJ Rice, everybody. He is the CEO of Publius Public Relations. The name of the book, The White Privilege Album, bringing racial harmony to very fine people on both sides. My friend, great to catch up. Thank you.
Thanks, brother. Keep fighting.
You betcha. All right, folks. If you want to get in on some of this action, have a conversation about what we've talked about so far, maybe you think Ilhan Omar is faking it. It wouldn't be the first thing she's faked, according to records. 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926. You got the Todd Starnes Show and me, Chris Salcedo. Be right back. Let me see if I can sneak in a call here toward the top of the hour, folks. Pastor John, listening in Kentucky on KWAM. Pastor, welcome to the Todd Starnes Show with me, Chris Salcedo.
How you doing? First of all, Chris, I thought your last name was Alzado, as in the great, late, great football player, Lyle Alzado. I thought you were related to him. Sorry, I thought you'd get a kick out of that one.
Yeah, I get that a lot, and you know what? I loved Lyle Alzado. Didn't he do some play-by-play or some color commentary when he got out of the NFL, if memory serves?
He sure did.
Yep.
But I just wanted to mention real quick, I know you're fixed for time, Pat Tillman, NFL player, left the NFL and joined the military. He was killed in Afghanistan, unfortunately, by friendly fire.
Yeah.
And then there was an incident a while back when an NFL player for the Pittsburgh Steelers came out, and he was watching what was going on. And he's an Army Ranger, you know, out of the military, and he stood up there, and while they played the national anthem, he didn't take a knee, he stood at attention and sang the national anthem. And I believe he caught some serious backlash from the coach, and I sincerely believe he was forced to apologize for letting his team down. To be honest, I don't give a damn about letting the team down. What he was doing was standing up for all those men and women that died for this country, those that came home and left part of themselves in different part of the world. And you were absolutely right. When Colin Kaepernick took a knee and those other players, they're making millions of dollars. If they're going to do something, back your stuff up with donating to causes instead of taking a knee. I'm just getting really tired of that. You have these NFL players that serve in the military, and I'm sure they don't like what they do, but they have to go along with the game, except for that one NFL player, and God bless them for that.
Well,
that's all I wanted to say.
What about Tim Tebow? You're a pastor. Tim Tebow, with his very public embrace of God, his very demonstrative prayer on the field, was lambasted by sports writers, blasted by commentators. The NFL frowned on him. I think there's debate about, even though he seemed to win, he seemed to find a way to win, about his NFL prowess, but still he was denigrated for his time in the National Football League, not celebrated the way some of this woke BS is. The national championship, what's that young man's name?
Was it Mendoza?
Mendoza, who gives every game up to God, and he's ridiculed in the sports writers' press. By the way, all he did was win the national championship, right? I'm not sure if he's cut out for the National Football League, if he has enough talent for that. But again, it's what we saw in Chicago with this teacher. We're seeing that if you stand up and you do the right thing, everything is backward in the pop culture and in places where the left is in control of things. And that tells me the left shouldn't be in control of anything. that's what I want to say. Yeah. Thank you, buddy.
Reggie White, the late, great Reggie White, too.
Yeah. Pastor Reggie White, wasn't not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he's in glory with the Lord right now. Yep. And, you know, there's a saying, and I know you fixed, and I'm sorry, but better to stand with God than to stand with man and be judged by God. That's the way I look at it.
Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate the call. Thanks for calling into the Todd Starnes Show. You know, that's my mission. And I said this and on my last day on television. I said this. My mission in 2026 is very clear. To make sure leftists do not have control over me and mine, or power over me and mine, or you and yours ever again. Why do I say that? Why do I say that's my goal? Because I've seen what they do when they get power, folks. So have you. And I don't want to go back. I don't want to go there. I don't want to be in a country where a teacher is put on administrative leave because they say, well, I support ICE and upholding the rule of law. I don't want to live in a country like that. And we get a country like that with Democrats in charge. Hour two of the Todd Starnes Show coming up.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Howdy, kids. Chris Salcedo sitting in for my buddy Todd Starnes. Those of you who knew me from television... Yeah, same one. Those of you who know me from talk radio and from the Salcedo Storm podcast, yeah, same one. It's me. Glad you made it here to the program. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I don't want you to miss this. Matter of fact, I want you to call up some of your friends. I want you to let them know that there is a situation we are facing here, a grave injustice in the United States that must be corrected. Right now, as things sit right now in the United States, our men and women who populate the ranks of our medical field, doctors and nurses. By the way, those of you who don't know, the nurses are the ones who really take care of you, make sure that you make it through the night. Those people have been told by your courts have been told by the hospital systems that employ them that they must be subjected to drugs that do not have FDA approval, else they lose their jobs. Now, some of you might be going, run that by me again. There have been court cases that have allowed you and me, folks who are not in the medical community, to not be threatened with a loss of our livelihood, not to be threatened with a loss of our ability to put food on the table or a roof over our head by saying, hey, you take a drug that has not been FDA approved or else you're going to lose all of it. There's been a modicum of protection that has been adjudicated for us. How many of you know that those who are in the medical field don't share that? Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to be discussing with a woman who was told by the hospital system that employed her that she would have to take a medication that was under use for emergency authorization only, was not FDA approved, if she wanted to keep her job. This is, of course, during the China virus pandemic. And it's a grave injustice. And the cowards of the Supreme Court have been allowed not to hear the case. And I think it is a grave injustice. And I'm not sure why. Actually, it's got to be money. It's got to be money. That if all of us, because you and I can fundamentally, as Americans, say that it is wrong for the federal government to force you to take a drug that has not been, that has not gone through a safety process, the Food and Drug Administration safety process. Now, you can take a drug, you have the right to try, courtesy of President Trump. You can take a drug that is experimental if you choose to. But to say that you are forced to do so on the condition of being able to provide for your family, there's a word for that, folks. It's called guinea pig. And we should not be subjected to that as Americans, but it turns out we may very well be. And the cowards on the Roberts Court have declined to hear this case. You're going to hear it. You in the court of public opinion will hear it. And then you will make up your own mind about the worthiness of the Supreme Court. A 5-4 constitutional conservative majority. Amy Coney Barrett, where are you? Brett Kavanaugh, where are you? We know where the Bush appointee, so-called Chief Justice John Roberts, we know where he is. Inspector Clouseau, the man who couldn't find the leaker of the Dobbs decision. Yeah, we know where he is. You know, even a small universe of people that could have gotten their hands on the Dobbs decision, but Inspector Clouseau, known as John Roberts, couldn't locate them. We know exactly the kind of person that would do something like that. And I am confident, folks, I'm supremely confident that Chief Justice John Roberts knows exactly who leaked it. And because they were a left-wing idiot and moron and destructor, that they were protected by Chief Justice John Roberts. So if you want to discuss with me any of these issues, revelations, please feel free to pick up the phone. 901-260-5926. 901-260-5926. I want to talk a little bit, if I can, about the book, The Rise of the Liberty-Loving Latino, A New American Revolution. I know what you all are thinking when you hear the title. The Rise of the Liberty-Loving Latino. Does that mean I got to be a Latino to read it? No. No. I want you all to think of it this way. When you hear me talking about the rise of the liberty-loving Latino, this is the whole predicate on which the Chris Salcedo Show was born. It was me changing the narrative. I knew because of the way I was brought up. I knew because I come from a segment in the Latino community, and I don't pretend to speak for the entirety of the Latino community, just those who love America. I am a liberty-loving Latino. I don't speak for loudmouth leftist Latinos like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her ilk. I don't speak for those people, right? I just speak for those like me who love this country, who want to see the last best hope of mankind preserved for my children. Okay? What I said top of last hour, I want to ensure that leftists never again have power over me and mine or you and yours. Never again. Why? Because they unleashed hell in this country when they got it. Never again. Until the Democrat Socialist Party becomes the Democrat Party and becomes an American party again, the answer is no. I will not accept them having power over me. And you shouldn't either. So we go over this in the book. And I want you to think of it this way. If you're of the mindset, well, wait a minute, I'm black or I'm white or I'm Asian, you know, how am I going to relate to a book about the rise of the liberty-loving Latino? Which, by the way, folks, we call it a new American revolution because what happened, millions of Latinos started voting for, not Republicans, started voting for the America First Coalition. There is a difference. Sadly, there's a there shouldn't be, but there's a difference between a Republican and an America First person. There ought not be, but there is. So a majority of American Latino males voted for President Trump. Never happened in U.S. history. Never. A whopping 48% of the Latino community writ large, male and female, voted for President Trump. Why? Because, again, the aforementioned Democrat socialists, what they did with their power, ruined our communities. Ruined it. So when you're thinking about the rise of the liberty-loving Latino, a new American revolution, and you're saying, well, how am I going to relate to this? Trust me, you can. Because not only does it detail the greatest political revolution to hit this country since the formation of the Republican Party, it reveals what happened, how we got there, and how we continue it. Right? And that's in everybody's interests. Think of it this way. World War II, the Allies against Nazi Germany, against Imperial Japan, and against fascist Italy, right? The Allies were up against it. Then after Pearl Harbor, America gets involved, changes the entire complexion of the war, right? So we too are up against totalitarian leftists in this country. So all of you in the black community, all of you in the white community, all of you in the Asian community, fighting for freedom, fighting to preserve the United States Constitution, fighting to make sure the rule of law is adhered to and that the stability that comes from that is in the next generation. You have just been joined by millions of liberty-loving Latinos. The same way America joined the effort against the Axis powers in World War II. That's how to think of it. Think of it. And then you read through the pages all of the left's tricks and how we in the conservative movement, yes, even the Latino conservative movement, have been dismantling all of those precepts. Because everything that they do on the left-wing side is in service to socialism, folks. You've got to know this. It's against your best interest and in service to socialism. For complete totalitarian control over your life, that's what they do. That's who they are. And that's why I don't want to give them power. Coming up next, I want to get a story out to you about something that there's a lot more of this that should be happening. The Southern District of Texas, my beloved Texas, has denaturalized a U.S. citizen. This is somebody who was foreign born, came here from jolly old Mexico, went through the process and became an American citizen, but just had it stripped away from him. And I say, more of this, please. I'll tell you exactly what happened coming up. Other side of the break on the Todd Starnes Show with me, Chris Salcedo. Glad you made it back, everybody. You got the Todd Starnes Show. It's me, your liberty-loving Latino, Chris Salcedo, filling in. On my show, we call it the Radio Republic, unlike your current government. Your views are heard, listened to, and addressed on this program. Should you want to comment on the stories we're covering today, 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926. That is the power of conservative talk radio, my friends. You are not edged out. I'm seeing some people online talking about Newt Gingrich, saying it's time we had a national conversation about making illegal aliens, another amnesty, making illegal aliens legal. And to the speaker, who I'm a big fan of, I am a big fan of Speaker Newt Gingrich. I will respectfully say, why doesn't the federal government show us first that it can enforce the law, get rid of the criminal illegal aliens who are already here, get rid of all illegal aliens, because the vast majority of Americans, as we detailed yesterday on the Todd Starnes Show, the vast majority of Americans want all illegal aliens gone. And then once the federal government proves to us that can enforce its own laws, then we can start talking about that. But under no predicate do illegal aliens have the right to be here. They have no right to be in our country illegally, Mr. Speaker. Zero. Nada. And they need to go out, get in line, and come back in. They should not be rewarded in any way. In any way. Our immigration system should be based on merit only, not on importing criminals, not importing the third world into the United States. That is not our obligation. That is not what the U.S. taxpayers signed up for, Mr. Speaker. Now, to that end, Southern District of Texas has taken away the citizenship of a former Mexican man, U.S. citizen born in Mexico. This is the Texan.news, the Texan.news. Let me just rephrase that. This is a person born in Mexico who became a U.S. citizen. That's who we're talking about. He was naturalized in 2010 and has had his citizenship revoked. Why? It was discovered he committed a child sexual assault prior to his naturalization, and he concealed it on his citizenship application. So here's a guy who committed a crime. He committed a crime before he was naturalized, and he didn't disclose his crime. But he was made a citizen anyway. And now they're saying, oh, that's fraud. Bye-bye. All of the estimated 25 to 35 million illegal aliens who are in our country right now, folks. By the way, we have a country of 340 million people, citizens, Americans, and supposed to be anyway. Among those, there are 35 million, some say it's as high as 40 million illegal aliens in this country. Completely unacceptable. Completely unacceptable. Every one of them broke the law. Every one of them broke the law to be here. There is no path to citizenship for you if you are a criminal, if your first act upon entering our nation is a criminal one. Now, this guy, this is a pretty heavy criminal act he had undertaken. U.S. District Court of the Southern District of Texas in McAllen, Texas, granted an order on January 26 revoking the citizenship of Carlos Noe Gallegos. American citizenship is a privilege that this child-abusing monster never should have been able to attain, said U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi in a press release about the case. Well, I'm glad to hear Pam Bondi took some time off from her appearances on the Karl Rove Never Trump Network to write something down. That's a refreshing change. Quote, we will continue ensuring that anyone who conceals such conduct while obtaining naturalization is found out and stripped of their citizenship. Look, folks, this is the way. If your first act upon entering the United States is a criminal one, if you have sought to defraud the people of the United States, whether it be through this example of a man who hid his disgusting and deplorable, which, by the way, I think the punishment for sexual abuse of a child should be automatic life in prison. Some say the death penalty. I could be persuaded that if you do that to a child, you steal a child's innocence, that could be your just punishment. Anyway, the idea that these people are going to come in here and do this to the American people and then be rewarded. Sorry, Speaker Gingrich, with all due respect, sir, there should be no rewarding of illegal activity. There should be no rewarding by a government that has betrayed its people already on allowing tens of millions of criminally legal aliens to bust into our country to begin with. So I am interested in hearing what you folks have to say about a government that would betray its own people. Some are telling me that that's precisely what has happened with the state of Texas trying to do its best to stop this kind of thing from happening, taking it all the way to the Supreme Court to get rights, our rights back. But the federal government, the judiciary, the Supreme Court saying that you and I, if we happen to be medical professionals, we lose our rights. We lose the ability to say, hey, I don't want to take that medication. I don't want to take that experimental drug that has no FDA approval. That is exactly what happened to nurses and other medical professionals in the city of Houston, folks. They were told during the China virus pandemic that if they didn't take a medication, this was the China virus so-called vaccines, which Dr. Robert Malone will tell you were actually gene therapies, not vaccines. That if you didn't want to take these medications during the window when they were emergency use only and not FDA approved, that if you decided, I don't want to put that in my body, then you could legitimately lose your career, lose your job, lose your livelihood. In other words, if you didn't want to sign up to be Big Pharma's guinea pig, then you could lose it all. You're going to hear this woman's story, and you're going to hear about the cowards in the Supreme Court who refuse to hear this case, a case that must be heard. So they're going to be heard right now on the Court of Public Opinion on the Todd Starnes Show. Be right back. So, folks, I want you to picture it. I want you to, by the way, welcome back. The Todd Starnes Show. You've got me, Chris Salcedo, sitting in for my buddy Todd. Imagine your boss. You worked at your job for 5, 6, 10 years. Boss comes up to you and says, hey, look, I'm going to need you to take this medication. And you say, well, what is it? It's this brand new thing on the market. It's under emergency use authorization, and we like you to take it. Yeah, that doesn't sound like a good idea to me. I think I should at least wait for FDA approval. You know, I should see, wait till the powers that be evaluate this medication. Do we get some data on it, right? Before I do that. And your boss says to you, you know, you misunderstand. You will take this medication or you will lose your job. And that's the choice that you've been given. Now, as I mentioned, there have been some court cases that have given us normal people some protection from that kind of idiocy, that kind of nonsense. But it turns out our friends in the medical industry, those who are frontline nurses, frontline doctors, they have been abandoned by those court rulings. As a matter of fact, the legals I consulted said the Supreme Court actually came down and ruled saying, yeah, everybody else gets to choose except for medical professionals. What? So your doctor, your nurse, they are basically glorified guinea pigs, according to the courts. And many people say this is wrong. I say this is wrong. Let me bring on Jennifer Bridges, registered nurse. She was one of 400 people fired from Houston Methodist on June 22nd of 2021 for refusing to take the China virus shot. At that time, was not FDA approved. She is now trying to sue to basically stand up for the protections we should all enjoy. Jennifer, welcome.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for having me.
So, first off, I want you to tell your story about how it happened to you at Houston Methodist, not just you, 399 other people at Houston Methodist. And folks, I want you to just get back in the weigh machine. This is the China virus pandemic. We're in the throes of it. And Jennifer, go ahead.
Sure. Well, I want everybody to take a minute to think of also, before they started this COVID mandate with us in June of 2021, we had already worked the COVID unit like a good year, year and a half.
Right.
No shots, no nothing, caught COVID, made it through, did what we were supposed to do. And then we were the first ones in the entire country to get this mandate before anybody else. And that's exactly what you said, what they told us, like either take this shot or you're out. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You know, they even denied religious and medical exemptions, said that they didn't even matter. You're still getting kicked to the curb. So we did. June 7th of 2021 was our last day of work. And then they put us on a two-week unpaid suspension leading into termination 2 weeks later. And the amount of just bullying and coercion and even segregation, I mean, the way they treated us in Houston Methodist Hospital was just outrageous. I've never seen this in my whole entire medical career. And especially, like I said, we had already worked the COVID unit for so long, caught COVID from our patients,
right,
recovered. We have natural immunity, too.
Well, wait a minute. On that score, in the last 2 weeks, we have seen emails coming out of Dr. Francis Collins and His Eminence, Dr. Fauci, where they belittled and worried over the actual science of natural immunity. Science has always told us and has been reaffirmed that natural immunity is better than vaccine immunity, but they tried to change the flip the script. They tried to change the science, even though science wasn't backing it up. They were doing it for, dare I say, profit motive for Big Pharma, trying to basically reinvent science and say that natural immunity wasn't the best thing out there, which is utterly stupid. So you get fired. Then all of a sudden you go from being a medical professional after you caught COVID, were there, you know, getting run ragged over the first year of the China virus. So now you're turned into an activist and you file these lawsuits. So tell me about the lawsuit that you attempted to bring before the U.S. Supreme Court. Tell me what you're alleging.
Yes. So we have basically 100% proof that these mandates were done, especially under the EUA status of what they were at the time, completely federally illegal. We can prove without a doubt the PrEP Act should have prevented that from happening. Also, these hospitals, they're in an agreement called the Federal Wide Assurance Agreement, which is between them and HHS, Health and Human Services. And they are not allowed to force somebody. It goes against the ethical principles of this agreement. They cannot force somebody into something without improper informed consent, and you cannot apply coercion or negative consequences. So all these agreements that have been signed and like part of the PrEP Act and some other things that we can prove, like clearly states that this should not have been allowed to occur, but yet it did. And nobody will accept the fact, even our case has already been in front of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And so far, and my lawyer has several other cases that are very similar across the country, but there's been over 31 federal district judges, even the circuit courts, including the Fifth, Ninth, and the Tenth, that are ignoring all these legal facts. They're literally putting their hands over their ears. They won't listen. They've even concealed some of the evidence as we filed our appeal going up to the federal Supreme Court, so they could not see everything that we have documented. And what blows my mind is they won't accept the fact that it was an EUA status. They're even trying to say that it was FDA approved, which at that time there was nothing FDA approved. That is just a full-blown lie.
Yeah, you know, folks, I got to get let's define some terms here, Jennifer. Emergency use authorization, EUA. That's what when she's talking about EUA, folks, emergency use authorization. That's what the China virus, well, they weren't vaccines. They were gene therapies, according to the co-creator of the mRNA technology, Dr. Robert Malone, which, by the way, is with the administration, Jennifer. And it just popped into my head. Maybe I should share this interview with Dr. Robert Malone so he can at least be aware and he can have Mr. Kennedy's ear, because it is a fact you took this case before the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court turned it down. Did they tell you why?
Yes. Well, no, they don't tell you why. Unfortunately, when the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals pretty much dismissed us, we appealed to the United States Supreme Court. And they get to pick and choose what cases they hear, but they don't even look. The judges don't even look at the evidence. It's the clerks underneath them that basically get to pick and choose, you know, which cases move up and which ones don't. Ours was flat out denied on January 9th, I believe it was, but we got the verdict a couple of days later, completely denied. They wouldn't even look at it, address it, anything. Just pretty much all these judges are brushing it under the rug, like, we don't want to talk about this, because they all know it's going to open up this huge can of worms. Because like you said earlier, this was all done for power and money, and the pharmaceutical companies and everyone tied to them made billions off of this. So they don't want to talk about the corruption, which they need to prevent, you know, American citizens to be forced into an experiment moving forward. But the thing is, we do have this 28 days from there to where we can appeal to get to the Supreme Court to actually hear our case. But we have till February 5th, and even my legal representation says it's pretty much pointless. These judges will not address these facts, you know, unless we have someone, you know, a bigger statute behind us, pretty much backing us up to help push us to the Supreme Court. So that is
so it's
be like Kennedy with the HHS or the DOJ, especially, or even Trump.
Right, exactly. President Trump or the Health and Human Services Secretary Kennedy, or maybe somebody with a bigger megaphone that could shame the high court in addressing this egregious oversight. You know, it was pointed out to me that this country had to live with the absurdity of the Roe v. Wade ruling for over 50 years, and it cost 68 million babies their lives before the high courts corrected with something that was absolutely insane, that somehow people could off their children with impunity out of a right to privacy. So that was overturned, and it took 50 years to do it. So as my understanding, if you don't get a miracle, if the high court can't be pressured to actually do the right thing, it seems to me that our doctors and nurses in this country will be subject to being glorified guinea pigs for big pharma if they want to keep their jobs. Does that sound about right to you?
You are absolutely correct. But what's scary is it'll trickle down to everyone, because they could wait another 20 years or so for something like this, you know, pandemic to happen again. And it'll impact our children, our grandchildren, everybody moving forward. So that's why the Supreme Court, we need a miracle. We need, and God's had our back this whole way, I can't even tell you, but we need a miracle to just get them to look at these facts, address our case, and hear it, so they can put rules into play that'll prevent these things from happening moving forward. Because I watched thousands of people pretty much take it with tears in their eyes against their will just to keep their job. And some people, the effects that they've encountered, they can't even work now. They're on disability. They've had strokes. They've had sudden heart issues. There's a couple that I know have even died within a couple weeks of it that worked for Methodist. They're just not talking about it. But no one should have to do that just to be able to put food on the table for their family.
Yeah, I know of individuals who worked in my industry for 30 years and walked away from a major broadcast company when they were told they had to take the shot by corporatists, corporate America, these weren't even doctors, that they had to take the China virus shot or lose their jobs. And they walked away and they said goodbye to 30-year careers. Jennifer Bridges, registered nurse, folks. She was one of 400 people fired by Houston Methodist on June 22nd, 2021, for refusing to take the China virus shot. If folks want to help, where can they go and what can they do?
Well, basically, the only thing we can do right now is get the Supreme Court to take our case, which we only have till February 5th, to basically file that appeal, which my lawyer's willing to do, but we can't do it without major support. So if anybody has any connections to get through to, you know, Kennedy or Mike Stewart over at the HHS, or even Trump, the DOJ, those would be the only ones that would have the power to be able to help us push this through.
Wow.
Because unfortunately, we're at the end of our rope. We fought so hard, and I can't fathom letting all this evilness win.
Yeah, Jennifer Bridges doing the fighting for a lot of us. Lady, thank you very much for sharing your story. God can work miracles. Let's put a lot of prayers out there. Thank you for being here.
He can. Thank you so much.
All right. Folks, I'm sure that a lot of you want to weigh in on what you just heard. So if you do, 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926. Salcedo, in for Starnes. Be right back. It sounds like If Not For You from Olivia Newton-John. Welcome back, everybody. Chris Salcedo's show in for Todd Starnes. Let me get out to Buddy, who's hanging on. Buddy, what city are you calling from, man? I know I had it here a second ago, but where are you calling in from?
I'm in Knoxville.
Hey, I visited your fair city a couple of times the last couple of years for Gun Owners of America and their convention. It was a great time. I love your city. I think it's really nice.
Oh, why, thank you, Chris. Yeah, that last guest was very interesting. 8 male family members of mine took that gene therapy jab, and you know what happened? It made them all transgender. They're now all biological.
Well, thank you, buddy. Thank you for the call. Buddy, thank you for the call. That's amazing. Never heard of that. That's insane. Hey, you know what, folks? I think Buddy might be Ilhan Omar's a coordinator. Her public appearance coordinator, coordinating all the splashing of stuff on Ilhan Omar's face. Thank you, Buddy, for the call. By the way, folks, his name is not Buddy. And by the way, folks, his name is actually Michael. We've given him a name on the Chris Salcedo Show. I know he's called Todd Starnes before. We don't know what his real name is because these people who are leftist seminar callers, they can't put out their real names because if their insane ideas ever, they would never get a job, right? In the real world, never get a job. As a matter of fact, this we call him Michael after Stargate Atlantis. There was a real nasty piece of work on Stargate Atlantis. And we nicknamed him Michael after that character. Anyway, this guy calls up on the Chris Salcedo Show. He actually had the gall and the temerity, even after I had expressed that I have a member of my family who was impacted by autism. He used autism in children as a way to attack conservatives, to attack his political enemies. Childhood autism. That's the level these people will descend to. It's sick and it's sad, folks. It's a real tragedy. And we don't give them airtime because for me anyway, some hosts might say, okay, fine. You do something like that. You can still talk. And we gave this guy tons and tons and tons of opportunities to come around, have an intelligent conversation. But as you heard, that's what you get. Dishonesty, tomfoolery, and sadism. I mean, who in their right mind would use children with autism to make a political point? That would be leftists. That would be Marxists. Folks, coming up next hour, I am going to be talking about Scott Bessent. You know, this guy is the real deal. Scott Bessent is a very, very smart guy. And he has been making some statements out there. And there's one after the other. And they make a lot of sense. And I feel very at ease knowing that the United States of America's economic outlook, at least for the next 3 years, is in his very capable hands. We have a chance to insulate ourselves from the likes of the last caller, to actually to return prosperity and this dynamic in the United States of America of a free enterprise system, which would benefit us greatly, which would benefit anybody greatly. But before we get there to the next hour, the UN Secretary General is out there commenting on some things, and I thought we should discuss it a little bit. UN Secretary General is getting blasted by Europe and getting praised by those who know the score, those who live in reality, those who live in Realville. Here's what he's saying. Have a listen to this.
So when President Trump is doing good stuff, I will praise him. And I don't mind him publishing text messages. And if anyone thinks here, again, that the European Union or Europe as a whole can defend itself without the U.S., keep on dreaming.
Mr. Root, the U.N. Secretary General, he is responding to this, the Finnish Prime Minister last week, who said, in the span of 11 minutes, folks, said, oh, yeah, we can defend ourselves without America. And then when he was called to the carpet, said, no, I didn't say that. I may open up next hour with finishing this up, and then we'll get to Scott Bessent. Third hour of the Todd Starnes Show with me, Chris Salcedo. Don't go anywhere.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Howdy, kids. It's hour three of the Todd Starnes Show, and you got me, Chris Salcedo. I am your liberty-loving Latino. Do not confuse me with loudmouth leftist Latinos out there. I actually love my country, love my state, the United States of America, and the great state of Texas. Last hour, by the way, I'm going to take your phone calls. I know we've covered a lot in the program today. You guys want to talk about any of this stuff, please call in, 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926. And one more thing about the left-wing seminar callers. You know, notice what he said. You know, he said that they got the shot and it turned them transgender. It's like these folks have gone bat guano crazy. They're completely anti-science, folks. They are the racists. They're the anti-science folks. And they prove it to us over and over and over again. They're living in a fantasy world. And they expect us to live in the same fantasy world that they do, because the only time that left-wing extremism works, kids, is if you suspend reality. If you don't live in the real world. Such is the case with our former friends over in Europe. And they were getting a stern talking to by the Secretary General, Mr. Root, and he was having a conversation with them about this idea. And maybe I should find, hold on a minute. Let me see if I can find this. There's a soundbite that I pulled last week. And it was from the World Economic Forum. And the Finnish Prime Minister, here it is. The Finnish Prime Minister, within 11 minutes, says two completely different things. Because he recognized that maybe Trump was listening, or maybe people over in the United States who are taxpayers were listening. Have a listen to the Finnish Prime Minister and what he had to say.
First is a direct answer to the question of this panel, can Europe defend itself? My answer is unequivocally yes.
Without the Americans?
Without the Americans, I mean...
How?
Liz, well, look...
But you're relying on them for these key elements. You've said earlier that Europe can defend itself without the Americans. If it comes down...
Not exact. My exact, that's not a quote.
What?
More or less. More or less. We'll go back to the transcript.
Let's stick to the lesson, this one.
More or less. More or less.
I love journalists.
I love journalists, he says. Well, he said that wasn't exactly what I said. I didn't say we could defend ourselves without the Americans. Well, what did he say?
First is a direct answer to the question of this panel, can Europe defend itself? My answer is unequivocally yes.
Without the Americans?
Without the Americans, I mean...
Sounds to me, that's exactly what he said. Doesn't it sound like to you? Sounds exactly... he said the exact same thing, that Europe can defend itself without the United States. How many of you are like raising your hands saying, yeah, let's go with that. Let Europe defend itself. And here's something you may have not considered, folks. While your taxpayer dollars have been defending Europe, the UK, France, Germany, the European capitals, the European Union, people giving up their sovereignty to a bunch of elitists in Brussels. Every single person over in Europe that lives because of the American taxpayer and safety and security because of the American taxpayer. What have they done over in Europe with their money that they're not spending on their defense? They have used it for their socialism. They have used it for buttressing up their totalitarian police state against their own people. So, folks, if you look at it a certain way, you and I, as American taxpayers, are responsible for the enslavement of Europe to left-wing kooks, freaks, and nuts. You and I are responsible for that because they used all of their defense budgets to that endeavor. And the reason why they were able to is because they lived under the security umbrella that the United States provided. You and I provided.
So when President Trump is doing good stuff, I will praise him. And I don't mind him publishing text messages. And if anyone thinks here, again, that the European Union or Europe as a whole can defend itself without the U.S., keep on dreaming.
That's the U.N. Secretary General slapping the Europeans, basically responding that the Finnish Prime Minister set off a firestorm in Europe where its people are waking up going, wait a minute, can we defend ourselves? Yeah, that they were so busy taking the scraps that government gave them, they never stopped to ask the cost, to look at the price. Now, for years and years and years, decades, the United States of America has exacted no price on Europe for protecting them. As we watch them supplant free speech, as we watch them enslave their entire populations to left-wing kookery, these left-wing nut jobs, we never ever said, hey, you ought not be doing that, until Trump, until Vance. As they have been pointing out, look, American taxpayer dollars cannot be used to curtail the free speech of individuals, which is exactly what's happening in places like the United Kingdom, exactly what's happening in places like France and Germany and other places. Mr. Root says the Americans need NATO. To a point, he's right. He's half right.
You can't. We can't. We need each other. And why do we need each other? I tell you. First of all, because also the U.S. needs NATO. And the U.S. is not only in NATO to prevent a mistake after the First World War, not to re-engage with Europe. And then again, the long arm of history reaching out to the U.S. again in the Second World War, as Churchill famously said in his speech in 1941 in the U.S. Congress.
What was he talking about? In World War One, after World War One, the United States said, we don't want to get entangled in what's going on in Europe. You're on your own. There was a very much an isolationist point of view in the United States. And what happened? Well, they had the rise of Hitler, the rise of Imperial Japan, the Axis powers, and they ultimately came for us. Right? Pearl Harbor. Hello. Some people say that there were elements in our own government that allowed that to happen at the behest of the Europeans, that Americans wanted to get in, that they recognized the threat that Hitler posed and knew that sooner or later, if he consolidated power in Europe, he'd be coming for us. So we wanted to get involved sooner rather than later. And by the way, Reagan did say we paid a huge price for allowing the totalitarians to underestimate us. We waited so long, we allowed the threats to gather, and the death toll on the American side, on the West's side, was exponentially higher, wasn't it? Because we waited, because we were isolationist.
They are also in NATO because for the U.S. to stay safe, and by the way, Arctic region is evidence here, they need a secure Arctic, they need a secure Euro-Atlantic, and they also need a secure Europe.
Yes, okay, so you understand what he's saying. The UN Secretary General is saying we need a strong Europe because they are the gateway to the Arctic, to the next frontier, and the West ought to be controlling that and not the communist world. Yes. Well, in theory, yes, we do need Europe to be doing that. But Europe's not doing that. That's the whole damn point. That's what Greenland was all about. Europe, through Emmanuel Macron and through Starmer and through all of these individuals, the German chancellor, thank God, changed. But through all of these leftists are sidling up to communist China and Mother Russia, right? Right now, Europe is financing, by buying Russian oil, financing the very war they oppose. right? Duh. So yes, where America does need a robust Europe standing up for themselves and being the gateway and the protector of Greenland and Arctic exploration, they're not doing that. We don't need that kind of Europe here in America. They're useless, kind of like boobies on a bull, right?
So the U.S. has every interest in NATO as much as Canada and the European NATO NATO allies. But for Europe, if you really want to go it alone, and those of you who are planning for that, forget that you can ever get there with 5%. It will be 10%. You have to build up your own nuclear capability.
Okay, wait. He's talking about GDP spending on defense. You think you're going to spend 5% of GDP and catch up because you've abandoned your own country's defense for socialism and communism? You idiots, you morons. You're not going to get there with 5%. At least 10% of your nation's GDP is going to be dedicated to rebuilding your arms and rebuilding your nuclear deterrent capabilities.
That costs billions and billions of euros. You will lose then, in that scenario, you would lose the ultimate guarantor of our freedom, which is the U.S. nuclear umbrella. So, hey, good luck.
So, hey, good luck. And how many of you Americans are ready to say to the Europeans, yeah, all of you left-wing totalitarians, good luck. Good luck. Go put your boot on the throats of your own people on your own dime. You know, not mine. Okay. So that's me on my soapbox. And I think that the UN Secretary General is correct on this one. We don't need Europe, not as they're currently constituted, frankly. They have turned their backs on the United States. They have turned their backs on Western civilization. We don't need that, Europe and America. 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926. That is the number that puts you in touch with Todd Starnes Show and me, your liberty-loving Latino, Chris Salcedo. We'll get to your calls next. Folks, welcome back. You got the Todd Starnes Show and me, Chris Salcedo, your liberty-loving Latino filling in. I want to get out of the phones and get some calls in. I will try to get to Scott Bessent before the end of the program, folks. But callers, I do want to get some feedback over what we've talked about so far. Let's go to Patty in Statesville, North Carolina. Patty, welcome. What radio station are you listening to?
WSIC in North Carolina.
Nice. So what's going on?
I used to watch you all the time. I didn't know what happened to you, but I'm going to miss you because I watched you all the time, Chris.
Yes.
But you know what? Now you're on the radio. You have things going on. But let me tell you something. I want to talk about, first I want to say something about Mark Root. Mark Root, to me, is the best. He makes me laugh because... He knows what's going on. He knows, he sees that the Europeans, they're getting used, and they're trying to use us, and that is not happening under Donald Trump. That's why I love when he said, who's your daddy? You remember when he said that?
That Trump is your daddy? Yeah, I remember when they said that Trump was Europe's daddy. Yes, and it's well, technically, the United States is Europe's daddy, right? I do remember that distinctly.
That is so funny, and Mark Root, I love him. I think, because he knows the real deal. You know, these people out there, you know, the Europeans, you know what, if it wasn't for the United States, they would be, you know, I'm sick and tired of carrying water for those people, okay?
Well, you know, we used to be part of this coalition called the West. There was Western civilization. Patty, you've heard of the expression before. We used to be a part of that. And Europe has decided to side with, they have more in common in Europe with communist China than they do with us. The Democrat Party in America has more in common with communist China than they do with us. And That's the separation. I don't want to finance it anymore. I don't want to be a part of it anymore because it's ruinous. It ruins civilizations. It ruins prosperity. It ruins security. It ruins the futures of any nation. Any nation forced to endure left-wing extremism, communism, socialism is a ruined nation. And I don't want to play. I don't want to partake in it. I want to preserve it. This country for our families, right? This last best hope of mankind on planet Earth, right?
Right. But if you look right now in this country, people are worthless. We got a lot of socialism in this country. We got useful idiots that are listening to these other idiots. I'm not kidding. It's like, what's going on? I mean, I
blame it.
Why is it always Minneapolis for some reason, though, Chris? Why is it?
Well, it's just Minneapolis today. Remember back in the first Trump term, they had all the left-wing cities that were being burned. Of course, Minneapolis burned back then, too. But, you know, there seems to be, wherever you have leftists in charge, the rule of law doesn't fly. As a matter of fact, in Chicago, we talked about a story today. I don't know if you were listening, Patty, but a story in Chicago. A teacher was put on administrative leave after the teacher showed support on social media for ICE. They suspended a teacher for adhering to and supporting the rule of law. That's what happens when leftists take over. Whatever you happen to see leftists take over, whether it be your state, whether it be your town, whether it be your company, that's what happens. Absolutely backward thinking. Lady, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Let me see if I can sneak one more call in. Jerry, calling in from, well, I guess he's listening on the app in D.C. Hey, Jerry.
Actually, I'm in Iowa here. So I just phoned D.C. because of our last guest, the nurse, and amazingly, they picked up right away, very responsive, Senator Grassley's office. And I just thought to myself, is there anything I can do? I got a phone. So I called the senator's office, and she listened to me, and she was real nice. And I kind of gave her a snootful, but I also thanked her and everything, that we cannot let the Supreme Court not hear this case about forced jabs in our medical personnel. I mean, I don't want that to be done to me. So I was really, her case was compelling what she said. My heart goes out to her and the doctors, and you know they're going to do this to us again with the next scamdemic, plandemic. So I'm just saying, you know, I don't know about y'all states, everybody else's states, but you can just get on the internet, look up your senator's phone number and call him and say, why can't you guys hear this case before February 5? We don't want this to happen again. So I want to thank you for having her on. I want to thank Todd for having you on. And people can actually do something. You just call up your senator. And our senator, you know, they picked up. And I feel like I get frustrated listening to these shows, your show and everyone's show, where I can't do anything about it. Well, I did today, and it felt good. And I consumed some of their time with this issue about do not force us or our doctors and nurses to take some future injection because they're our bodies, and we don't want a communist state like they're doing in Europe. So I just wanted to tell you that you got me to do something, and it felt good. And
well,
you can call the senator and tell him.
Jerry, that's the courts. Yeah, sorry, buddy. I've got to we're coming up on the bottom of the hour here, and I got to get to this break. Jerry, your example is exactly what I want, which is the power of talk radio, what I want everybody to do. Call up your elected officials, call up, you can call up the executive branch too. You can call up HHS and say, you've got to do something to force the Supreme Court to hear this case. Because it's not just these doctors. It's going to be you in the future as well. If not for them, not the doctors, do it for yourself. It's Chris Salcedo Show, in for Todd Starnes. More of your phone calls on the other side of the break. Be right back. It's the Doobie Brothers, part of the Todd Starnes Show musical rotation. Glad you made it, everybody. It's me, Chris Salcedo, sitting in for Todd today. I want to get to more of your phone calls. I just want to get this out before we get back to the phones. By the way, the phone number is 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926. Our buddy Eric Daughtry, at Eric Daughtry, or Eric Daw, I should say, on X, just put out this soundbite. It's a Democrat socialist, a Democrat Senator Schatz. He's asking Marco Rubio, will you publicly commit to no regime change in Cuba? Will you publicly commit to that, says the Democrat socialist. And Rubio says, no, hell no. We want to see that communist regime fall in Cuba. I'm not going to commit to that at all. Whatever. Getting Rubio out of the Senate was probably the best thing that could have ever happened to this country, folks. Out of the hen den, getting him out of the hen den. I love Rubio 2.0, don't you? I do. Absolutely. And there's two things from this interaction we can glean, folks. First, we know that Democrats will stand up for their own, i.e. communist, totalitarian communists. They will stand up for their own. And it's sick and it's sad, but that's what they, will you commit to keeping our brethren, our communist brethren in charge? That's what he wanted to know. He was earnest in getting the Secretary of State on record saying, will you preserve our beloved communists? Number two, we learned that Marco Rubio and the America First Coalition, as an American, we don't like communists. Communists suck. Socialists suck. And as Americans, we know that. The communist regimes of the world and the socialist regimes of the world and their economic and their societal policies are incompatible with the United States. They are incompatible with our Constitution, much of the way Sharia law is. Sharia law, communism, socialism, all of it incompatible with the United States Constitution. So, folks, standing up for who we are, congratulations to the administration, Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State. You know who else stands up for who we are? Patriot Mobile. First Amendment is under attack, as all of you know, but did you know you can help protect your constitutional rights just by using that old cell phone? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They will always support freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and that's why I am proud to be a partner with them, as your liberty-loving Latino, Todd Starnes, is as well. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage that you've been accustomed to without funding left-wing nut jobs. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support organizations like First Liberty, Alliance Defending Freedom, Concerned Women for America, and more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for you and yours. Just go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd or call them 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the promo code Todd. Join me, your liberty-loving Latino, my buddy Todd Starnes, and make that switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd, or give him a ring. 972-PATRIOT. Let's get out of the phones. 901-260-5926. 901-260-5926. Rebecca from West Virginia. Somebody calling in from my show, folks, the Chris Salcedo Show. Hey, Becca, glad you made it.
Now, come on, Chris. You know you want to watch Bad Bunny perform in his little pink dress for the Super Bowl halftime show. I wonder if he raided Dylan Mulvaney's closet for that dress.
I don't know. But it's not going to be high on my list. As a matter of fact, I think you'd have to be high to want to watch that halftime show, to be serious.
And another thing, Michael's very desperate. If you look up Michael and the Webster, or desperation in the Webster Dictionary, I'm certain you'll find Michael's name beside of it.
He can't quit me, can he?
No,
he can't quit.
You live rent-free in his head.
I know. He is obsessed. I mean, you know, this is what these left-wingers do. They get fixated, you know, on totalitarianism. They've got to impose it. They've got to do whatever they can. You know, and I've stopped giving him chances, Becca, as you know, on the Salcedo show after what he pulled, you know, using children with autism. I mean, that was it for me. I was
He's
done at that point.
He's never going to apologize and be sincere. He's very immature.
Well, yeah, yes, and he won't be sincere because he's after great harm to our people. And who wants to listen to that crap? Seriously.
No, not me.
Thank you, Becca. Appreciate the call. Folks, one of the devotees of the Salcedo Show making appearance on the Todd Starnes program. I told you I wanted to get into some of the things Scott Bessent has been saying, and I've got one, two, three, four. I got four sound bites, and I'm going to want to give commentary on each one, so I probably won't get all of them in. Plus, if I get another phone call from you folks, I'm going to take your phone call. So, again, calling the Todd Starnes Show if you want to, if anything we've talked about today strikes your fancy. Scott Bessent, he handed MSNBS or NBS, one of the two, the fake news their lunch about the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, folks, as you know, is not an American institution. You guys know that, right? The Federal Reserve is a conglomerate of international bankers, a private institution. They call it the Federal Reserve, but it is unaccountable to you and me. They call it an independent agency. What that means is it has no accountability, meaning you and I have to do whatever the hell these policies they pass and all the harm. We got to swallow all the harm that their policies give us, but we have no say in it. That is antithetical to what the American Constitution and the American tradition is supposed to be. This idea of, quote, independent agencies means they're independent from accountability, folks. And we ought not be giving whoever's bright idea this was ought to be taken behind the woodshed and beaten senseless. Because the idea that we would put people in charge of and power over us without us having any say over what they do to us, that is antithetical to the American experience. It's antithetical to being an American. And the Federal Reserve is one such agency. I think Scott Bessent knows that. Listen.
Of course he's committed to the independence of the Federal Reserve, but independence does not mean no oversight.
But doesn't this undercut the independence of the Federal Reserve that the Justice Department is investigating renovations? There are renovations at the White House.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's Welker over at MSNBS, NBC Fake News. And Kristen Welker, who should know better, doesn't appear to know, folks, that the renovations at the White House are being done with private donations. She should know that if she were a real journalist. She doesn't. And the Federal Reserve is your taxpayer dollars, your money. So she's saying that she, and Scott Bessent should never have said that President Trump was committed to the independence of the Federal Reserve. I'm sorry, I'm not committed to the independence of the Federal Reserve. I want to get them under heel. I want to make sure they're reined in so their stupid policies don't harm me and mine. Don't you? I sure as hell do. So, but she's saying, well, wait a minute. How can you say you're dedicated to their independence when they're under investigation by the Justice Department? Well, wait a minute. Is Kristen Welker suggesting that these people are beyond reproach, meaning they can do whatever the hell they want? It sounds to me like NBC Fake News is saying that, hey, if you are the Federal Reserve, nobody can check your power. And to me, folks, that's incredibly dangerous. That, yeah, the Federal Reserve can break laws. Jerome Powell can do cost overruns, which, by the way, folks, close to $1 billion already of cost overruns for this renovation of this opulent headquarters for the Federal Reserve that you and I have no say over. And we've got to pay for a brand new opulent headquarters for them? Seriously? And then when they waste hundreds of millions of dollars, almost a billion dollars, then we have no say. They're beyond investigating. That's what Kristen Welker is saying. And that should scare the hell out of every American out there.
The renovations of the White House are not the $700 million, more than $1.5 billion, the over budget, Kristen. And the White House, that is being paid for with private funds. If I want to If I want to buy a new chair for my office at Treasury, that is an appropriation. Just to understand, the Federal Reserve has magic money. They print their own money. So when you have no oversight, why not have a little sunlight? Kristen, I have called since last summer for the Fed to do its own internal investigation, and that has not been heeded. Not been heeded. And again, I don't know about you. When I receive if I were to receive inquiries from the Justice Department, I would answer them. They went unanswered.
Yeah. Why? Because they've been told by Kristen Welker and by Republicans and Democrats for years they're above accountability, that they can do whatever the hell they want. Question to all of you, who elected Jerome Powell? Who elected the Federal Reserve? Who gave them this power? You know who did it? Your elected officials, Republicans and Democrats, and they were stupid and foolhardy for doing so. Can you imagine? In the United States of America, we have an agency that is accountable to no one. No one. That's not American. That's Soviet. That's communist China. That's totalitarian. And I'm sorry, folks. It should not be. It ought not be. More words of wisdom from the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent. On the other side of the break, you've got me, Chris Salcedo, sitting in for Todd Starnes. Be right back. Folks, welcome back. Telephone number, if you want to reach out and say hello and do something in the positive. We already took one caller today who actually heard an interview we did about an injustice the Supreme Court ought to be correcting and jumped to action. I hope he inspired many of you. And if you have, call me, 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926. Chris Salcedo sitting in for Todd Starnes. So let me get out to the phones, and hold on a minute. I'm going down our intricate system here. Let me go to Charles in Salem, Oregon. Charles, welcome to the Todd Starnes Show with me, Chris Salcedo. What's up?
Hi, Chris. Well, it was on the news last night.
Yeah?
Our great city of Portland, Oregon. They have, they're attempting to ban fagua.
Fagua, the duck liver thing?
Goose liver, yes.
Goose liver. Is it, okay, duck, I thought it was duck. I've never had it, but, oh, okay.
It could be from both, I don't know.
Okay.
Sure. With all the things in the world going on and so on, and potholes and city business and water line breakage, they're worried about fagua.
Now, I'm probably going to regret asking this. Why on God's green earth are they banning fagua? Why?
Fagua, is that the right pronunciation?
I have no freaking clue. I'm not French. I have no idea.
I'm not positive either, but you got the gist of it. Anyway, yeah. Sir, I have no idea. With all the other city business that must be more pressing than banning some food served at a restaurant,
I
just don't get it.
No, I don't get it either. This is strange. So they're banning it, but they're not telling you folks why.
I didn't get into all those details. It didn't pass on a 3-2 margin. It was not banned yet, but the one gentleman that presented it is still working on it.
Wow. Well, that's what happens when you hire leftists. You know, you've got your police department out there running interference for terrorists. It's, by the way, it's sad throwing conservatives in jail who are the victims of crimes and then accusing those conservatives of crimes. Portland's in bad shape, and it's because of who wins elections out there. And I hope that the people of Portland get it through their heads. If they want to have a better quality of life, they better start voting differently out there, folks. You better start voting in the voting booths. You better start voting with your wallets. And you know what? Maybe you ought to start patronizing restaurants that just make a run on, I can't pronounce it, folks. Whatever. Thank you, man. Hey, I appreciate the update. Thank you for reaffirming why I will never move to Portland or even visit Portland. Thank you. Folks, so the free market, very, very important. And I want you folks to undertake the free market as often as you can, else you lose it. It's like everything else. You know, you partake in it, you're going to lose it. Like, for example, MyPillow. MyPillow folks had a rough time last year, as you all know. And because of loyal listeners like you, MyPillow and Mike Lindell making a run for governor, you know, they are remaining strong as a business. And to show their appreciation, they're offering some pretty big savings now to all of you listeners out there. Right now, you can get the Children's Bible Story Pillow for a five-pack just for $29.98. My Slippers with a free bottle of leather protectant spray for $39.98. And a variety of blankets, comforters, and duvets starting as low as $25. Plus, major blowout deal on the Standard My Pillow. I sleep on one of these at night. Now it's only, get this, folks, just $15. Actually, $14.98 technically, but $15 for all intents and purposes. Visit MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS to unlock the wholesale prices. That includes the Standard MyPillow, originally $49.98, now just $14.98, as I said. Queen sizes marked down $18.99, and king sizes only a dollar more than that, $19.99. You already know MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, but they've just announced an incredible update. Their 60-day money-back guarantee is being extended. Orders placed between the beginning of the year and now, and actually beyond this point, folks, beyond this point, all the way through March 1st, 2026, will be extended. So make sure you partake. Go to MyPillow.com and check things out. Remember that promo code, though, STARNS. All right, I promised that I would try to get to some Scott Bessent here. I got about 4 minutes left to visit with you folks. In that time, I do want to tell you, visit ChrisSalcedo.com to find me, your liberty-loving Latino. ChrisSalcedo.com. All of our social media is there, where you can find the Chris Salcedo Radio Show. It's all there. The YouTube channel, by the way, one of our interviews today is going to make the YouTube channel. What, did I say 4 minutes? I thought I had much more time than that, folks. It's been a great time visiting with you. Todd Starnes, I believe, back tomorrow. Make sure you give him a call. And I will see you next time I see you. Bye.